Hello, everybody. Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. Got a good one today. It's a four-rounder. It's also our not-for-time option of the week, if you so desire. Some good below-parallel strength and stamina required, some beautiful variants, and then some upper body pulling. And challenging movements, which is also why it's the not-for-time option, if you so desire, because there's four sets of seven ring muscle-ups in this. And if a ring muscle-up is something that you have, you can do it safely, but you just have to take bigger chunks of rest to do them again. And then those bigger chunks of rest maybe make you drift beyond the more likely time that stresses you out. Don't stress out. Do it as the not for time option and allow yourself to work that ring muscle up. And you know what? It'll be great for your fitness, and fitness will be achieved and you'll be just fine. If you want to run the clock, shooter's choice. But for the below parallel, we have double kettlebell front rack walking lunges. Oh yeah, those are no joke whatsoever. And if we look at how we've developed some below parallel strength and stamina recently, last week we had that heavy day at a high heart rate, four sets of 12 back squats. We had three sets of 100 air squats earlier in the week, all quite different than what we're doing right now. Previous to that, we had high volume, low weight, squat cleans and Badger. So we've got some good stuff happening here. And for that upper body pull, last week we had bar muscle ups. Previous to that, we had pull ups, both chin over bar and chest to bar. And so now the ring muscle ups making an appearance. So it should be a really good and challenging workout. And for those ring muscle ups, again, look at the goal times. But if fresh, can you get 3 to 5 kipping ring muscle-ups fresh? If so, you might be right where you need to be for that workout of the day, because again, nothing certainly needs to be unbroken, that's for darn sure. For the wild card option, we're thinking maybe you don't have a pair of kettlebells, so you've got a barbell that you can use for the front rack, and then we put pull-ups in there in place of the ring muscle-ups in case ring muscle-ups just aren't in the cards, you don't like to do them, whatever it happens to be. You can do a great upper body pull. And for the pull-ups, we said you can do them kipping, chin over bar, or strict. Strict pull-ups are awesome, and they will benefit you, and they're fantastic. And okay, they take a little bit longer, right, because they're very taxing and there's no momentum involved. It's also why it's the not for time option if you want. Strict pull-ups are great. Feel free to do them and have a blast. Scaled option. We're knocking down the overall amount of work on both the lunges and the upper body pulling. We've got ring rows in there in place of the ring muscle-ups. Make the ring rows tough, like I always say. Don't make them just an easy breezy thing by not putting your body at a tough angle. Put your body at a really tough angle so that none of those sets of 10 ring rows are unbroken up at all. Put your feet up on a box if you have to. Make them hard. And then we have a lighter front rack there for the scale option as well. Limited equipment crew, they've got the dumbbells in the front rack and they're doing the low ring muscle up. The low ring muscle up's fantastic. And that could work for the scaled option as well. You always have the opportunity to make the best decision for you based upon where you are in your fitness journey, the gear that you have available, how you feel during the warm up, all that stuff. But for the low ring muscle ups, for the limited equipment crew, use as little leg as possible so you make it a really demanding upper body pull. Most people aren't going to do the sets of 7 ring muscle-ups in the prescribed workout of the day unbroken. So don't give yourself so much leg that you easily do the sets of 7 low ring muscle-ups. That's not really translating to what we're trying to achieve. So hope you enjoy the workout, and we'll talk again tomorrow.